This is Dan Ospreau at the Tour de France on the start line of the Team Time Trial and Tour. This morning, the riders woke up at their hotel near Blois, where the finish line is, and came back into the city of Tours, where the race starts. And they drove the first 25 kilometers of the time trial in the cars together, and then rode the last 40, just to be able to exactly know what to head for the stage. And then they'll have lunch at noon and come back to the race course, and we'll warm up about 1 hour before their stage, which starts, their start time which starts at 3:55. I talked to Johan Bernil, the director of our team, and he gave me the way the nine riders will start the race, and then of course rotate back and forth. But the starting will be, Lance will be in front, followed by Benjamin Naval, then Tricky Beltran, Jose Azevedo, Yaroslav Popovich, Paolo Savadelli, Chechi Rubiera, Pavel Padrinos, and last, George Hincapie. And basically, Johan said this is the same exact order as last year, and what he's done is traded out the two riders that are no longer here with the team now. Ekamav, who's hurt, he's put in Popovich, and what Floyd Landis was, he's now put in Savadelli, and he feels that those is an equal trade, and those two riders are about the same in their style. He expects the stronger riders will do longer pulls, at least initially, thinking that around a 25 or 30 second pull for some of the stronger riders, and the less strong riders like Jose Azevedo and Tricky Beltran will do less. They'll probably just come through and do, say, 10 seconds or so off at the front. A pull is when a rider is at the front of the nine riders, and basically he's then taking on all the wind at that point, and he'll do, again, about 25 or 30 seconds for the stronger riders, and then he'll fall back into ninth position, exposing the next rider to basically ride into the wind. And if you're tucked behind a rider, which you are for most of the day, you're saving energy and conserving energy, because a rider that rides behind someone basically saves about 30 or 40% of their energy when you're not riding into the wind. So a pull will last about 25 or 30 seconds for the stronger riders and less for the weaker. The team time trial is a very technical stage. All nine riders start at the same time and then work together and rotate and do a time trial, but ride just maybe inches off each other's wheel. There's a certain pace that they want to maintain, and everyone needs to share the workload. And basically, the team's time, the final time, is taken when the fifth rider crosses the line. You basically have four riders that you could, quote-unquote, lose on the course. However, they must finish to obviously stay in the race. But if there is a disaster that takes place, and say three or four riders cross the line, the team basically has to wait until the fifth rider crosses, and that's the time they get. So by all means, you want to keep your nine riders together as long as possible, sharing the workload against the wind, of course. And if you lose one or two riders, so be it. But you need to finish with five riders. And in the past, we finished with eight, sometimes nine, sometimes seven. But the bottom line is you want to have your leaders and favorites, particularly Lance, finishing the group. And he's so strong in this race in the past handful of years. Johan, even during some of the stages, has had the radio to Lance to kind of slow down and not ride away from the guys. Keep it together, keep it together. It's real important that even your weakest guy has to be involved and has to do some work, because it's 67 kilometers. It's going to be an hour and change, and it's a very technical event. This is the sixth straight year that the team time trial is back in the Tour de France, and our team has won the last two, but finished second twice, and back in 2001 finished fourth when we had a crash in a very rainy team time trial, so we ended up finishing fourth there. The last 2 years we've won the stage, we've been in yellow after the win, and we feel like that can be the same exact program today. Should we win, with Lance making up those 2 seconds to Dave Zabisky. We'll talk again after today's stage at the finish line in Blois. It should be a real important stage, and we hope to have a great result. Talk to you then.